It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But also last night, the college football playoff rankings for the first time came out. It's still early. I don't put a ton of stock in these this early either, but it gives you a barometer because we know ultimately the committee usually is going to narrow this down even more. And I think ultimately at the end, even if right now they're saying they picked this team over this team, once the final rankings are out for the college football playoff, suddenly they'll come up with some new like criteria for it, like, just out of nowhere.
It's like you have to have played in the SEC.
That's the beautiful thing
be the
for
criteria.
Them. That's the beautiful thing for them is they literally can just change the criteria whenever they want. They claim they go by the same thing, but they don't. Anyway, college football playoff rankings did come out, and K-State came in at 19. They're not completely out of the picture, although I still maintain, I think you guys do as well, that Kansas State is going to have to win out, get to a Big 12 title game, and win the Big 12.
But at least the rankings didn't keep them out.
No, but with the expanded field, I was curious to see what matchups this could create. This is all fluid. Mm. It's going to change. But like, what does this look like? So yeah, K-State's 19. They're just in front of Colorado, who's number 20. And then Pitt and Iowa State are 18 and 17. But the 12 teams right now that are in it, Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami, Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, and then Boise State would be the group of five rep right now. Remember, there's a couple of buys in there. There's also the campus sites. But what do you make of some of the potential matchups? That's the key for me is what I was excited about expanding the playoffs. Not only a chance for the locals to get in, but we could have some really fun matchups you just normally wouldn't see. You know, I'm biased with Boise State, but fine, pick another school, throw in a different group of five school. Like Boise State against, like, you know, potentially a Miami team or an Ohio State. Like, that's a matchup we will never, ever get otherwise. So that's kind of fun.
And like Indiana in the previous iterations of this is having a phenomenal year and have no business getting themselves into it. No, there are definitely some. Like the Texas, Notre Dame, Alabama, I don't care. I don't care. I've seen those teams play in college football playoffs when it was only four teams, two teams, BCS, doesn't matter. They have not moved the needle for me. The ones I am more interested in are Boise State, Indiana, BYU against the big boys. What I like in the college football playoff format that you can't convince me otherwise is when you start talking about getting enough non-Big Ten, non-SEC, non-traditional powers gold in the college football playoff, the odds that one of these smaller schools gets the upset is significantly higher. That's what I like about it. I just don't want the two small schools to go against each other. I honestly think that should be the rule. It should never be someone outside of the Big Ten.
Eliminate
the SEC.
Them.
Yeah, they should have to play each other. Let them get a chance to get further down the road and pull the upset later. Because the biggest problem I had with the whole college football playoff order this time is, wow, they're really lazy. I don't want to hear the AP poll doesn't matter anymore. They just copied it.
It doesn't matter.
They copied their homework.
It doesn't matter.
They copied their homework.
It doesn't matter because, as I said, they'll fit the narrative. They'll fit their, you know, whatever they have to do their narrative later. So, no, you're right. Like
the AP poll told us exactly what the college football playoff poll is about. So it's mattered the whole time. It's been keeping track for them.
Maybe it's a baseline. Maybe it's a baseline for them out of laziness. But if you think that whatever the final AP poll is, the final week of the college football playoff reign, that they're automatically going to be the same, that's not how this works. Like, I hear you. I think you're right. A lot of these guys, there's no way they've watched every Boise State game, so they're just basing some of it off of AP voters. I think that's true for like this baseline. But I don't think in a month from now, other matchups, I think you'll start to see.
Because this is just as useless as the AP poll.
Because you and I are talking about it. That's why. This whole, come on now, you know that the ranking, the Tuesday night ranking show is all for TV and all for fodder. No, I know there was, obviously, but like the rankings are all about fodder. I mean, that is, the only reason, that's the only reason why they have the ranking show. You can argue transparency. at the end, they'll come up with what other reason they want to have an extra SEC team in over another Big Ten school or a Big 12 school or whatever.
Like, I just don't understand. This is what I don't. This is seriously a thing I dislike about college football. Do the people who get to vote on this watch the games? Every single analytic, including record, the simplest one, supports the fact that BYU is better than Penn State. Like, there are more efficient offense, defense, they have more quality wins, they still play. Like, every single part of it suggests that one of those teams is better than the other, and one happens to be 8-0, and the other happens to be 7-1. Did you even try? Was it even an effort?
To me, I wonder, because the committee is supposed to, use the eye test, use strength of schedule. The way that it sounded like they did things was, one, they just basically copy and pasted the AP poll, but they also, they mentioned strength of schedule a lot in the reasoning for what they did in Indiana, having the 101st ranked schedule in the country compared to the 33rd for other schools. Like, I don't think there's anybody else in the top 12 that was worse than a 61st. That's part of it. But I think to your point of, they're in a power conference. They haven't lost a game. BYU in particular's resume is better than Penn State's. They should be ranked higher than Penn State anyways. Like, why are we, if the games matter as much as they should, then that loss to Ohio State, even though Ohio State is a very good football team, should matter when looking at the premise of the top 8 even, instead of just, you know, looking at the top 12.
I also believe deep down, and I know they rotate those who are on the selection committee, it's 12 individuals that are on there. It's a combination of different backgrounds and previous job experiences and everything like that. But you have some people, I still firmly believe, why will they choose a Power 5 school or a SEC school in particular over another school? I still deep down think they know, some of these on the committee, that this isn't their last, the committee's not their last stop. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is they might have an opportunity in the SEC for an athletic director job or a coaching job, maybe an athletic director job,
always
conference,
ADs.
Whatever, and ADs. And so I think if you're an athletic director of a non-Power 5 and you're somehow on the committee, they're going to support the Group of 5. No. They're going to make sure they don't piss off.
Make sure they get the next job, of course.
The Big 12 or the Big 10 or whatever. By the way, there are some local ties on the committee this year. Gary Pinkle, former Missouri head coach, and Will Shields. Will Shields is also on the committee.
Maybe that's why Missouri got in there at 25.
Yeah, I'll be
just
honest.
Slid right in there.
I don't know how they're in the top 25, but I think, too, going back to the point of the matchups, one thing to watch, too, so it's not the Power 4 get the first four. It's the highest four-ranked conference champions to get the bye. BYU, if they were to lose, the Big 12 has been really crazy.
Yeah.
And Boise State were to keep winning. Boise State's only three spots back of BYU. Who's to say BYU falls behind Boise State and Boise State all of a sudden is the four seed and BYU, the Big 12 champ, is the I think it's very unlikely, but I think
the reason we just brought, you're asking why? The reason we just brought up, I don't think the non-Group of 5 people on the committee will be willing to do that. They're going to always favor the Power 5.
To me, though, I wonder, just based on how K-State losing, Colorado's got the two losses, Iowa State just lost to Texas Tech, Colorado's got Texas Tech this weekend. If BYU were to lose to, I don't know who they
play. This is what's stupid, though. It's like, they should be the same. They should lose, and they should still be in, just like Penn State.
I think they would be in. Like, whoever wins the Big 12, I think, would be in.
Well, of course.
But I think Boise State, if you're comparing resumes, if BYU were to lose to Cincinnati, Boise State has the better resume than BYU with one loss because they lost to Oregon by 3 points. So, I mean, I think Boise State, I wouldn't be shocked if they actually ended up getting a bye.
I still would be, because I think ultimately at the end we'll know, the committee will use some other qualifier and say, because they'll use the Group of 5 thing against them, because they'll say, yes, they lost to Oregon as their only loss, but these other conferences played a much tougher schedule than what you played in the Mountain West or whatever. There'll be some excuse that comes. It's interesting. Like us talking about it is why they do these ranking
shows. The matchups definitely look fun, though.
This year's different because of the expanded field and all that. I also just wonder, as fun as the college sites sound, like the campus site games, it's going to be during winter break. What students are going to be at these games, guys? Like, we're out. Like, what an amazing atmosphere it's going to be when the students get to be there for a playoff game.
Maybe some won't go back.
I agree.
I mean, some will stay on campus because they can't, you know, they can't go back home. They're international.
People will buy to be there who are alumni because
I know people will be at the game. Of course, it'll be sold out. I'm saying, like, the 20-year-old amped up student section, is that going to be the same on December 18th when winter break's going on. I don't know. We'll find out together.
They should do a whiteout. You know, make the atmosphere.
No. If Penn State has a playoff game and they don't do a whiteout, I'm very disappointed.
They will. Hopefully they get a night game. I know you obviously want the night game there. The day game didn't work for them against Ohio State. That is is for sure. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.